In this second gospel snippet on Genesis 3, I turn to Genesis 3, verse 4. In the first snippet, I spoke of Satan's sly innuendo. Now, in chapter 3 and verse 4 of Genesis, we have this, Satan's master lie, a direct contradiction of the word of God. Has God said, but the first. Now, he says this, you shall not surely die. Now God has said, if you eat the forbidden fruit, in the day you eat of it, you will surely die. And Satan makes a direct contradiction. He says, God is lying, and I assure you, you will not die. No, it's a lie. Adam and Eve took the fruit, and in that day they died. They died spiritually, as we read. They were afraid, they were ashamed, and so on. They also began to die physically, and did die physically. As for eternal death, I do not know about them. But those who die outside of Christ will die eternally. So God's word is still true. It always is true. It never varies. It's the word of God, and it's secure and abides forever. And Satan made this direct contradiction. He issued this lie. And millions are buying into this lie to this day. He's using it all the time. It's not true. There is no judgment. There is no accountability. There is no eternity. People believe a lie. I remember a lady who came to a study where we were looking at John 5. And we were seeing what Christ was saying there about the resurrection and judgment and so on. And at the end she said, well, when you die, she said, you're just snuffed out. I couldn't believe it in light of what we've been reading. So I said to her, well, why do you say that? Oh, yes, she said, when you die, you're just snuffed out. I said, on what ground do you say that? On what authority? Oh, my husband told me so. My husband said that. I said, your husband? Oh, yes, she said, my husband said it. So here was a woman who rather believed her husband than the Lord Jesus Christ. Christ himself said about Satan, John 8:44, that he is the father of lies. He was a murderer from the beginning. You can say he was a liar from the beginning too. And millions are still buying in to Satan's lie. There is no eternity. There is no judgment. There is no accountability. Are you Satan's dupe? Do you remember the man with the sandwich board? I'm a fool for Christ. Whose fool are you? My friend, are you buying in? Are you swallowing Satan's lie? Are you listening to him? Are you buying into it and swallowing it? God deliver you from it. Believe Christ. Let God be true. Let Satan and every man be a liar. Satan is. But let God be true, for God is true. Don't believe the master lie. Don't.